88.5 FM, KCSN. Jeff Penfield joined live in studio by Rustin Kelly today. He's got a new EP out called Halloween and playing a couple of shows Tuesday and Wednesday over at the Troubadour with Pokey LaFarge. Thanks so much for coming on by today.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, playing some great songs, a new artist that we're really excited to support here. Who are the people that you, the artists that you listen to that were like, these are the folks that I really look back to as forming who I am as a musician?
I love that question, because I just thinking about who inspired me gets me so, it reminds me of why I play music. So it would start with Jackson Browne. That's the first sound I remember. Jackson Browne, Kurt Cobain, Graham Parsons, started listening to the Misfits, Dave Matthews Band, and Bon Iver.
Wow, that's a really broad range of different
artists.
Oh
yeah, and Slayer. Slayer's very important in there.
And it's interesting also that you have your dad here today.
Yes.
Joining you on pedal steel guitar, yeah, which is so just cool. Sounds fantastic.
Thanks, man.
You know, how is he a part of your musical journey too when you were younger, and maybe even obviously through now that he's joined you out on the road?
Well, along with Jackson Browne, steel was the first sound I ever heard. Steel was the first, like, he would play a lot at the house and I'd fall asleep to it, or on the weekends he'd always get the pedal steel out. And a little known fact, my dad was, he won Bob Hope's National Songwriting Competition in 1971. So he's no slouch, that's for sure. And he turned it all down. He fell in love with my mom. It's a very romantic story. Went to work for a paper mill. Worked at a paper mill for 35 years. And then I was like, okay, like what now? And I'm like, how about you dust off that pedal steel and come play with me? And I mean, we've jammed my entire life. When he taught me how to play guitar, and I mean, he's mainly a guitar player, but he's so good at pedal steel, I just had to have him play with me.
Oh, shot this plane, it's going down. I hate this bar, I hate this town.
You were in Belgium at one point for high school, but at this point you've settled in Nashville, like so many other musicians and artists have done that.
Yep.
What drew you there?
That was the same time that I got into true American music, like Woody Guthrie and Leadbelly and Carter Family especially. And I felt like I'd discovered a brand new style of music that no one else, I mean, none of my friends were like hip to that. I mean, these were recordings that were done in the 20s. So I knew that Nashville, that's where Mother Maybelle was buried. That's where the Carters were buried. That's where Johnny Cash was buried. And I just felt like it'd be good to be around those ghosts. I was always musical and I always knew that something was going to, I was going to do something with, I was just born to do this. So I just felt, why not go to a place where all the good ghosts are, you know? So that's how I ended up there. And I had a free place to stay.
Nashville, a lot of times you can end up being a songwriter or you're a performer. And
right.
then sometimes it's very separate. How did you get your way into recording your own music and getting out on the road?
Me meeting with all these publishers per Joe was his name, Joe Leather's request. I found myself with a offer from BMG. BMG at the time was run by this guy, John Allen, who brought Ryan Adams to Nashville to record Heartbreaker. And he was like, man, you shouldn't be doing anything than what you're doing right now. These songs that you wrote by yourself, for yourself, I'm going to sign you as an artist. And you can write with other people. And if you get cuts for us, that's great. And I think you will. But I want you to just do what you're doing and don't stop doing that. And I was like, okay, sweet. So all of a sudden I was like, oh man, I better buy a shot for everybody at the bar because I felt like I was rich. It wasn't that much money. But at the time I was like, oh man.
Yes, success.
I'm not living with my sister or in my van.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You could run a thousand roads, never end up nowhere. Pierce through your hands a thousand holes, never know the cross you bear. And maybe I was born inside a shadow. I'm always starving for light. The only roads I seem to follow are the ones that lead into the night, lead into the night. Dig a thousand graves, but you never wanna bury that ghost. Floats up from the ground and it carves your name. It hangs in your head like a Jesus stone. I'm crashing down too far from heaven. Felt you short of a million things. I'm trying to put the pieces back together. That's what I get for flying. Dying in these nights, to feel alive in the world. Want to straighten out all my crooked lies. Then I'm going to marry that girl. 'Cause I believe that love can save me. When it comes in quiet and rises slow, it takes the depths out of the darkness so you don't have to fall that far alone. Hey, fall that far alone.
It's always been my favorite holiday, Halloween. And if you look back, the ancient pagan tradition of Halloween, it occurred at the end of the harvest, so during the fall, I guess. Yeah, right before winter. Yeah. And it was when they brought all of their harvest into the house, and they wouldn't go outside unless they had to, because they believe that spirits roam the earth. And then until the new year came, and then everything was fine again. But it was this waiting period of, this spooky waiting period of take what you have and be proud of what you have and use it wisely. And don't go outside and mess with some monsters. And I definitely went outside more than I stayed inside for a good point in my life. And that's a huge theme on this record. It's more like, man, like that was intense. But there's also like a little bit of a hopeful idea you can get back inside.
Yeah, you got some help from someone who's got a little experience out there. Worked with Connor Oberst and First Aid Kit, Mike Mogus. How did you team up with him?
Mike Mogus, my manager at the time managed him. And I was hip to Bright Eyes and his work. In Monsters of Folk, and you know, of course, like I love Connor Oberst, I think he's great. So, I thought I'd give it a try. I'd met with several producers in Nashville, and they were like, "Man, if we just like put you in a black V-neck, we're gonna get you a Telecaster, man. We're just gonna strum that thing, man. It's gonna be awesome." And I'm like, "Man, I hate you."
Like, well, it was like getting outside of that Nashville zone, so you can kind of make something that was a little more unique and more that fit in with what you wanted.
Right. Yeah. I thought it was most important for me to get out of Nashville. I was tired of like meeting with these people that were just, they're uninteresting to me. And some of them are good dudes and like they're my friends now, you know, but like I wasn't interested in plugging anything into any machine other than my own.
Halloween is here with me. You left it in this home. Stitches on my body. Closets full of bone. Blood that won't stop running. 'Cause this wound will never cry. Like the ringing in my ears. That don't ever seem to stop. I hear voices from the basement, scratching on the roof, seeing visions of you wasted, mumbling to the moon, conjuring some darkness from the shadows in your room, where I sold my hallelujah when I laid my soul in you. Love ain't nothing more. Black magic, you better want what you wish for, it might happen. Asphyxiating slow below an ugly setting sun. I try to breathe, yellow smoke is burning up my lung. I found the words to say, but they just blister on my tongue. Love ain't nothing more than black magic. You better want what you wish for. It might. I drank your poison, fell under your spell. Love is hell and nothing more than black magic. Love is like a bag of drugs. It blows out both your knees. Innocence gets tangled when you hang it on a string. Both our eyes are foggy glass, too hard to ever see. The devil's sleight of hand, twisting fate with ancient ink. 'Cause love ain't nothing more than black magic. You better want what you wish for. Might happen. 'Cause I drank your poison, I fell under your spell. Love is hell, nothing more than black magic. You better want what you wish for. It might happen.
It's Rustin Kelly here live in studio, playing songs from his EP, album, short play, whatever you want to call it, Halloween. He's at the Troubadour Tuesday and Wednesday with Poky Lafarge. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.